Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joining us now, former Indians pitcher, now color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays, he's Mr. Brian Anderson. Hello, B.A.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's happening, buddy?
Here's what we were talking about. You ready? Go
ahead.
The closing days of the Cleveland Indians, as we know them. And, you know, we introduce you as a former Indians pitcher. Well, next year when you're with us, we're not going to introduce you as a former Guardians pitcher. So the Indians name and our franchise doesn't seem to be turning its back on its history. I kind of like that, B.A., and I think it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we can argue the merits, of the name change, whether you're for it or against it. That argument will be had for, you know, an awful long time into the future. I think we all know, you all know, my feelings on the whole thing. However, that being said, you're right. You can't turn your back on the history. Albert Bell was a former Indian. He's not a former Guardian. You know, you can't do that. And so the fact that that's going to be embraced as it should, I guess it is. It's the best of a bad situation.
All right, BA, let's flip over because, you know, everybody'll have an eye on it, White Sox in town, all that kind of good stuff. Let's flip over to the Browns here. The defense has been a little shaky, to state the least. A lot of people have not been thrilled with the performance of Joe Woods. Where do you sit?
Oh, I think that if the defense doesn't rapidly improve, you could see the Browns being a 9-8 team. I mean, really a 500 team, and some of those wins, you're going to have to pull them out 38-35, and Baker's going to have to continue to play at a really high level. I feel like from what I've seen, the defense has been uninspiring. I mean, zero pass rush unless they blitz, and even that is not getting home as much as you would like. But if they send just four guys, they just get stood up. That there's very little penetration there that I've seen. Now, granted, I tried to watch that game last week while calling our game. It was probably the worst analyst job that I've ever done.
Don't tell anybody, Brian.
I'm kidding you. I had my iPad, the NFL Sunday Ticket, right in front of me. In fact, I'll send you guys a picture on Sunday of my setup, and I'm trying to call the game, the Rays game. So there were a couple awkward pauses as I was waiting on a potential penalty call, a review, you know, whatever it may be. I wasn't as locked in on the Rays as I should have been. But from what I've seen, that's just the word that comes to mind, uninspiring. And it just doesn't look like, you know, I really thought that this offseason was all about remaking that defense, bringing in, the extra safety, bringing in Johnson to help out with Joe Woods' scheme. And just different moves that they were going to make. And so they're made Jadeveon Clowney, Walker, I know is hurt, linebacker. So all these upgrades, and I don't know. I know it's two games in. That doesn't look a whole lot different from last year's defense. And, certainly doesn't look like it's improved in any area.
I've been preaching patience with that, B.A.
Yeah.
You're making me think I shouldn't be preaching patience.
Well, no, you know what? No, not that you're wrong. You do need to have patience because guess what? It is what it is. So you are hoping that with all of these new defensive starters that they have, that they will start to gel, that there will start to be some nonverbal communication or some feel of a teammate that caused that defense to improve. That's the only thing that you can really do right now. The scheme is the scheme. It's not going to change. And so you just hope that these guys gel and they get better over time. And that's my hope too. But I will just say that after two games, when you sit back and assess what you've seen, you're like, I certainly expected a lot more than that. And again, the word uninspiring is the first word that pops into my mind when I think about that defense.
You're not lying there, man. It's been a little bit shaky. Now you got a rookie quarterback and a bad offensive line. If they can't do it on this one, BA, I'm starting to get worried.
Yeah, well, there's no question. This is going to be this will be a big test for them, and that's what you want to see. You just want to see incremental improvements made. You know, you want to see some flash plays where you're like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. And you know, that's what I think I found most disturbing is you're playing a Houston Texans team that, for all intents and purposes, is a dumpster fire. And you've got basically their second string, their backup quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Because remember, Deshaun Watson, regardless of his off-the-field issues being resolved, he's the best quarterback on that team. And so you've got basically the backup Tyrod starting that game. And he's taking it to you before he gets hurt. And then you even bring in Mills. And it's not like they slowed him down a whole lot. Or more importantly for me, they didn't get anywhere near him until the end of the game. I mean, that was what was remarkable. It's like, guys, I mean, that's why I said if this continues on, you see what Lamar Jackson did in the night game, and we know what the Ravens are capable of, and you know, Joe Burrow's going to be able to sling it in Cincinnati. You start to say to yourself, boy, you're going to have to win some shootouts to finish above 500. And that's, I don't think, what anybody thought, you know, coming into the season. So we will see. But that game against Houston was disturbing to me defensively.
Can I ask you some more baseball?
Yes, anything.
I'm talking.
You can ask
Browns.
Me about my morning because see, my hardest part of the day is already over. I had to get up and go to Harper, my little 5-year-old Harper's kindergarten class, and it was like bring your daddy to work day and tell your daddy tells the class and explains what he does as his job. And so there are 20 kids in the class. So trying to keep 25-year-olds locked in on what you do that's the toughest part of my day. That's the toughest part of my day. So when that was over, I'm like, everything else is just gravy. So I'll take any question you have.
We are going to play a fun game called Who is Your Daddy and What Does He Do?
Yeah. And it's funny because Jess, my wife, she was like, well, you can't tell them about broadcasting. No one cares about that. You're going to have to bring up the playing career, and you're going to have some visuals to keep these kids' attention. But you holding the microphone, that's going to be interesting to them for about 6 seconds. And she was right on the money.
B.A., that's so true, man. That's so true. So there was a big stink involving your Tampa Bay Rays, and I don't quite get it. Kevin Kiermaier comes home, right? Collision at the plate, play. Toronto's catcher's little cheat sheet falls out, and Kevin picks it up. I read this, and I'll buy it. He said, I thought it was mine. I thought it was my notes, because he said his fell out, like, earlier in the week. And he takes it in. He sees that it's not his, and he gives it to the field coordinator. Legit story, do you think? And so what? Why are the Blue Jays so mad anyway? Secure your notes a little bit better if that's the case.
Listen, this is today, the news cycle with social media, people need to create news. I mean, all morning long, any of the sports stations, the TV stations, just have two guys picking out random topics and yelling at each other. They're just trying to create news. And I do not understand the Blue Jays' point of view on this at all. This is a story that's much ado about nothing.
Agreed.
And it's all listen, if you are unable or unwilling to commit the scouting report data, to memory, and you're going to put it on a cheat sheet to take out onto the field of play, and you lose it, that's on you. That's your fault. That is fair game. Okay, now if you've got visiting clubbies that are going through Pete Walker, the pitching coach, going through his locker, going through pitchers' lockers, trying to find information, okay, now we have a problem, and now we can make that a story, and maybe we can throw at a guy. We can do a lot of things when you're doing something like that. But if you take out a scouting report out onto the field of play in print form and you lose it, I'm sorry, look in the mirror. That is on you, and that's just tough. And I mean, I think that's the way that anybody who has previously played this game at that level feels. either commit it to memory, understand the game, and be able to go with the flow and not have to have everything be told to you off of a printout. It gets nauseating to watch the amount of times we got to take hats off and look in them, pull things out of our pocket, flip through our wristband. I mean, for God's sake, learn how to play the game and commit a scouting report to memory like it used to be done. But this goes to show you that these players nowadays are so overloaded with information that they feel like they need these cheat sheets. And that's all well and good. But if you go out onto the field with it and you lose it, that's your problem. That's your problem. End of story. Let's move on.
I agree completely. And it's stunning to me. You see outfielders, BA, pulling paper out of their pocket, reading it, and then shifting accordingly. And it's weird to me. You can't look into the dugout and they'll point one way or another or wave their hand in front of their face or behind their head. I don't get it.
It's every hitter. It's every hitter. They have to go back into their pocket to find where they're going to play.
It's
just the way that the game is played nowadays. It's not like it used to be. There's no feel for the game. There's no nuance. There's no rhythm. Everything is a printout. Everything from how you pitch, everything is, and that's what the game has become. There is no, have a feel for how this particular, or basically, like you said, look into the dugout, get my positioning. Those middle infielders, you remember the, like Cal Ripken and those guys. Cal Ripken towards the end didn't have the greatest amount of range, but he still made all the plays because he knew where to play these opposing hitters, and he also knew what pitch the pitcher was throwing. Off speed pitch, maybe I take a step in the hole because the guy's going to get out in front, out and around it, and he's going to pull it further into the hole. All that positioning, all of that feel for the game, it's not there anymore. And so the printout has become the way of MLB, and it does at times get nauseating to see in the middle of counts we have to change our sequence of pitches if there's a runner at second. I mean, I saw a guy do it the other day. The runner gets to second base. They go through their signs. He throws one pitch and then flashes in, we're going to change him. We're going to go to another one. One pitch. No one's stealing. It's, I don't know. It gets hard to watch sometimes. And by the way, can you tell that we're down to the last week of the season? It's kind of been wearing on me for a while. I'm just wondering.
You need a break, BA.
You know what? Seriously, I do. And especially because we play the Marlins this weekend. That's the one series that every time that the schedule comes out, I look for when do the Rays play the Marlins, because we play them in interleague every year, home and away. There are Cincinnati Reds to the Indians. So I look for when those series are so I can take them off. And if you can believe it, this year I get the schedule, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's who we open up with. I can't take off the first games of the season. Okay, well, when do we play them? When do they come back to us? June, July, August, I'll take those games. Oh, really? It's the last weekend? Last home series of the year. I can't take that off.
No.
So I'm stuck calling these games, and let's just say that, be happy when Sunday hits. Watch the Browns.
You just hate the Marlins? Is that the deal?
Yeah. I mean, between the World Series loss to them, which still sticks in my craw, as well as everybody that's listening to me right now back home, between that and just now being down here in Florida, we're not even on our broadcast, we're not even allowed amongst ourselves to refer to them as the Miami Marlins. We will refer to them, especially the upcoming series when you have to do one of those reads where you're promoting the upcoming series. It's the team from South Florida. That's it. That's the best you're going to get out of us. I'm not even going to refer to you by your name.
I mean, you could see the next retort to the Jazz Chisholm Eurostep. I mean, that counts for something.
Hero.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll get through tonight. I'll get through tomorrow, and then Sunday I will be checked out because I'll be watching the Browns game. Dwayne will be doing a game by himself Sunday.
I'm really excited to hear you go nuts on a 3-1 ball four. All of a sudden,
hey. I'm going to tell you,
it's a double play and the Rays are out. Yeah, way to go!
you're not kidding. If you were on to my little scheme when I'm calling games, Rays games, while Browns games are going on a Sunday, if you listen to my call of the Rays game, you can tell exactly what's going on in the football game. I mean, because my mood. It's absolutely, if the Browns are getting it handed to them or something's not going well, my analysis is going to be morose and it's going to stay monotone. I mean, I've got no time.
Now, your employers don't listen to you on our show, right?
No, that's fine. You know what? I've actually had my boss before pop into the booth, and that was there. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, that game will be on while our game. So you find a way to make it work.
That's awesome. Well, you have fun with that, and enjoy the last days of your Cleveland Indians, buddy. Thanks for your time, man.
I will certainly do that. Boys, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.